Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of the Benson Grove Baptist Hour. On behalf of Pastor Billy Cashwell and all of your friends at Benson Grove, let me welcome you to a Spirit-filled hour of singing and preaching from the Word of God. We invite you to tune in every Sunday from 2 to 3 p.m. right here on WCKB. You can contact us at 919-894-4120. We would love to hear from you and to know that you're listening. Now let's join the broadcast from Benson Grove.
Something between the soul and the Savior this morning. God, I'm praying that, Lord, that you would have your way like never before. I'm praying that your presence would fall down in here to be very real today. God, that we would leave out of this place knowing that something supernatural happened here today. God, we won't be able to just talk about, the lights dimmed or the lights flash or this or that. We want to know something supernatural happened here. Somebody got saved by your marvelous grace. God, we want to know that somebody got right with someone else in their family, God, over something that happened a long time ago. We want to know that people are getting right with one another. God, that this is not a backbiting church, that this is not anything, God, that would bring displeasure to our Savior. Lord, that the Holy Ghost would not even move into this place because of something we have today. Let us clear those things out this morning, right now, so that you can have your way among your people. Lord, we're asking for that move to just sweep through here today, God, like a mighty rushing wind. I'm praying that every lyric that is sung today, every note that is played, every hand that is lifted up in praise today, God, would be honoring and glorifying of who you are. God, I'm praying that you'll have your way today. Thank you for those that have gathered here today. God, we pray for those that are at home, those that still, Lord, are a little apprehensive about being in public. Lord, we're praying, God, that you'll give liberty, God, at the appointed time for those individuals. Lord, I'm praying for those that are suffering from sicknesses. God, those that have lost loved ones here in past days. God, those that are just experiencing hardships because of this pandemic. Lord, that you'll be near them, that you'll draw near them, that they will feel your loving arms around, that they can tell that you are indeed upholding them by your right hand. God, continue to bless our pastor, Lord, as he leads this flock today. I believe, God, you appointed this time today through your man. And Lord, we're asking for you to show up and show off in this place today. But God, be with those folks that just need a touch today. And God, may hearts be tendered to receive a message in the gospel today in song. Lord, we love you, we praise you, and we give this day to you. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. I want to remind you really quickly.
I lived for myself. It was written on my face. Now staring in the
Earth's appreciate all of you being in the house of the Lord. And for all our friends on the internet, all of our church family that's still in quarantine, I guess, we're glad that you're part of the services. And for all our guests and friends who from all over the country are here. And then we've got folk in the building today who this is their first Sunday back. Because of the COVID and because they've been able to get their two shots. I'm not going to call names because the other week I did that, and then I remembered after I got home there were some others there, and I forgot to mention them. But we're glad everybody's in the house of the Lord this morning. Thank you so much. I had a great crowd last Sunday. Ready to go. All right. Help me welcome from Monroe, North Carolina. He makes that his home. Aren't you glad he's a Tar Heel? Brother Danny Thunderbird, make him welcome to Benson Grove Baptist Church.
But with wondrous compassion, the King of all kings, in pity and love, he took me under his wings. Oh yes, I'm a child of the King, and his royal blood now flows in my veins, and I, who was red. Praise God, praise God, I'm a child of the King. Now I'm a child with a heavenly home. My holy Father, he's made me his own, and I've washed in his blood. Royal blood now flows in my veins, and I, who was wretched and poor, now can sing. Praise God, praise God, I'm a child of the King. Praise God, praise God, I'm a child.
I believe you like some of the old cap meeting songs, don't you? Can I do something right now? I'm going to change things. Lord's leading in a different direction. Hey, be like the old cap meeting songs. Let's see if we can do this morning. Everybody put your hands together and help me out. Come on.
Once like a bird in prison I dwelt, no freedom from my sorrow. He set me free,
yes,
he set me free, yes, he set me free, and he broke the bonds of prison for me. Yes, I'm glory bound by Jesus to see, for glory to God, he set me free.
Now, my friend, if you've been set free, you say a big amen. Now I am climbing higher each day, and darkness of night has drifted away. My feet are planted on higher ground, and glory to God, I'm homeward bound.
He set me free, yes, he set me free, and he broke the bonds of prison for me. Yes, I'm glory bound by Jesus to see, for glory to God, he set me free. Yes, he set me free, yes, he set me free,
And he broke the bonds of prison for me. Yes, I'm glory bound, my Jesus to see. For glory to God, he set me free. Yes, glory to God, he set me free.
Put your hands together, help me sing it one more time.
Yeah, he set me free. Yes, he set me free. Then he broke the bonds of prison for me. Well, I'm glory bound, my Jesus to see. For glory to God, he set me free. Yes, glory to God, he set me free.
Now I want to make sure I got everything set right, because we're trying to transmit to those that are at home. And are we okay on the sound now? It might have been a little warm to start with, so we got to turn down. Are we okay now? How many thinks the sound's okay? All right. It's not too loud, because I don't want it to be that way. How many don't care? Those are the kind of people that I enjoy being around. You know what? Just let go and let God have his way. You know what? I was with the Cathedrals for quite a few years, and I enjoyed being with those guys, and they were real. And there's a couple songs that I might want to share with you this morning. Would that be okay if I do an old Cathedral song or two? Here's one that we used to do a lot, and see if you remember this one right. Oh, yeah. Is that LeVon back there?
I want to thank Jesus for the plan of salvation. Just to say, Lord, I love you, for you understand. I want to be there on that great judgment morning to touch all the nail prints in his feet and his hands. One morning at daybreak, the crowd slowly gathered. They were walking my Lord by old Calvary's hill. And so sad was the scene there, that the birds touched their singing, but like a lamb he was humble to the Father's own will. I want to thank Jesus for the plan salvation, just to say, Lord, I love you, for you understand. I want to be there on that great judgment morning to touch all the nail prints in his feet and his hands. I want to thank Jesus for the plan of salvation, just to say, Lord, I love you, for you understand.
feet and his hand, to touch all the nail prints in his feet and his
every time I sing that song, I think about this. Yeah, I want to stand before him one day. Have you ever thought about this? We say, Lord, I'm sorry for all the sins of my life. My past, my present, even my future sins. I don't know if this would happen, but it wouldn't surprise me if he don't look at us, Brother Jack, and say, what sins are you talking about? I got so many faults in my life, but I know God's got us. And I don't know what you might be going through this morning. I have no idea. I don't know why God's doing this. Sometimes we do things, and my wife will tell you, I'm an old country redneck. It ain't got much sense. I'm a Tar Heel. She's Duke. Go figure that. Is it bless my heart or bless her heart? I don't know. I tell you. But isn't it unbelievable how the devil knows how to attack and when to attack in your life? Right now, Shelley and I are already, God has opened up so many doors for us to schedule 2022. He's already opened up so many doors for us to do this. And you know what? The devil don't like it, because you know what? He knows that we're in the end times. He knows that, you know what? It ain't going to be long, church, till we're going home. And he's going to try to take anybody and everybody that he can and just rob us of what God has in store for us. Ooh, I'm about to have a Babdecostal spell. Somebody share a word of praise. I don't know why. Somebody in this from here over, share a word of praise this morning. Praise the Lord. You're mighty weak this morning.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Come on. Don't he inhabit our praises?
Yes. Yes.
Lord God. Yes. Psalms 150 sums it all up, church. Somebody in this section praising this morning.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
It's God. Yes, yes. This is what we need, okay? I didn't come to entertain. I didn't come to put on a concert. I come to have church with you this morning and let you know that Jesus Christ is still on the throne. He's still in the saving business. He's still in the healing business. I've had four strokes. I've had a heart attack, and I stand here and I want you to know. He said, the doctor said you shouldn't be able to put sentences together. It should be blind in your right eye, paralyzed in your left-hand side, not even able to go to the men's restroom. And I tell you one thing, church. I'm going to praise the Lord this morning. Amen. Young people, are you with me? Can we praise the Lord this morning? Now God's taking me in a different direction. So I'm going to do this. I want to sing a song right now for all the young people. All you young people, raise your hand so I can see where you're sitting. Oh, my word. Billy, I would say turn around. You got a sermon there. But you know what? You raise your hand first. All right, let's do our praise hymn song. Can we do that? Everybody hear me out. Come on. Now, this is a happy song. I want you to get happy this morning. I'm going to do this for you, ma'am.
I'm shaking off these heavy chains that bind me. I'm going to lift my hands and praise the Lord. I'm not worried about those things that are behind me. I'm free from all that worry, fear, and woe. whom the sun sets free is free indeed, and I'm standing on God's word. This is the day that the Lord hath made. I'm gonna let my praise be heard. So praise Him in the morning, praise Him at noon, praise Him when the sun goes down. When you lift your praise up to the Lord, something starts to change. Those walls that held you captive will go down. Praise Him, praise Him. Don't let the devil tell you you can't make it, for the joy of the Lord will be your strength. The God you serve don't sleep, He don't slumber. He's watching everything, He sees your needs. Yes, He holds all power in His hands when you speak His holy name. Demons tremble at the sound that hell begins to shake. So praise Him in the morning, praise Him at noon, praise Him when the sun goes down. When you lift your praise up to the Lord, something starts to change. Those walls that held you captive crumble down. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. Praise Him in your midnight hour. Praise Him when the thunder is crashing. Praise Him when the storms are raging. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. Praise Him in the morning. Praise Him at noon. Praise Him when the sun goes down. When you lift your praise up to the Lord, something starts to change. Those walls that held.
I believe we all turned Babdecostal there for a little bit. Can I share another cathedral song with you? And I don't like jumping back and forth like this, but I told you I was going to do a couple of them. And there's a song, and it just kind of sums it all up. Thank God for Calvary. If I mention George Yontz and Glenn Payne and the cathedrals, y'all remember George's testimony? You remember how he said he was over here in Fort Bragg? He was a paratrooper. He said, there's where I learned how to smoke them left-handed cigarettes and consume alcohol. A little gentleman by the name of Mousy Gonzalez introduced him to that. And he said, Danny, my life was a mess when I was in the service. He said, I'd go home sometimes and my kids would run and hide from me because they were afraid of me. And Bill and Gloria wrote this song here, and he wrote it just for George. And I'm so glad that we were able to introduce this song back when I was with the cathedrals, back in the 80s. And I look around and I see a lot of you people probably were around in the 80s. And you know what? It makes me feel good, too, to see young people. And I'm going to say this, that still maybe love Southern gospel music. You know what? There's a lot of good music around, but I don't think you can beat just a good old Southern gospel song. It talks about the cross, the blood. Where are we going to go? What's going to happen in our life? There's just good songs that make you feel wonderful and maybe challenge us each and every day of our lives. So I want to share this song. We'd walk out sometimes, and it didn't matter what was going on, and George would say, hey, Roger, give me the key to this particular song right here. And this is what we would sing. Y'all remember, don't you?
Today I went back to the place where I used to go. Today I saw that same old crowd I knew before. And when they asked me what had happened, tried to tell them, thanks to Calvary, we don't come here anymore. Thanks to Calvary, I am not the man I used to be. Thanks to Calvary, things are different than before. While the tears ran down my face, I tried to tell them, thanks to Calvary, I don't come here anymore. This is for George. Then we went back to the house where we used to live. Behind the door, I said, son, don't you worry, you've got a brand new daddy. Now thanks to Calvary, we don't live here anymore. The dad I used to be. So thanks to Calvary, things are different than before. While the tears ran down my face, I tried to tell him, son, thanks to Calvary, we don't live here, no, we don't, anymore. Old things pass away, all things become new. I want to do something. When we were sitting up yesterday, and our music is back there in the back, Shelley said, look at this wall. And it made me, I almost cried, because thank God for a church that is willing to honor our men and women who have sacrificed their lives in any branch of our military and have fought for our freedom that we have, so that we can gather together in a nation that I call a Christian nation. We are a Christian nation. We were founded on Judeo-Christian principles. And everybody and everything has been trying to take that away from us. We do not have to be ashamed of the red, white, and blue, church. We do not have to be ashamed of who we are. I get tired of every time you turn around, there's something being used against this side and that side. Folks, we are the United States of America. We are Americans. We're Christians. And I want to honor, I don't want to run out of time this morning. I got about 15 minutes here, and I'm going to do about three more songs. But I want to do a song right now, and I want to honor those of you that have served in any branch of our military. You honor those that have given their life. Some have given some, but some have given all. And thank God for them. But if you've served in any branch of the military, I'd like for you to stand to, don't applaud right now, but I'd like for you to stand to your feet. I want to recognize you this morning. We got folks, all, these are my heroes. These are my heroes. Let them know that you love them, church. Thank you, sir. Thank you, soldiers. I see a lady standing up in the back there. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you for your service. Any of you gentlemen that stood up, maybe had to serve in Vietnam? You didn't? That's wonderful. Because you know what? I like to recognize those veterans. I think not more than anybody else, but I just like to say, welcome home, soldier. Because they didn't get a hero's welcome, Brother Billy.
It was a sad day. My brother-in-law was there, and he's not all together because of all that stuff. But anyway, I love my God. I love my country. I love my wife. I love my family. We're so blessed. Can I sing a song for my heroes right now? I just recorded this here a while back. And heroes, thank you so much for the sacrifices. But see, I'll get going. Maybe we could come back sometime and y'all give me 3 hours, okay? I'd love it. But this is for my heroes this morning. All across our country, in every part of our great land, there's pride in America, and those who proudly stand. They stand for the prize of freedom, shining forth its light. Our troops who served with honor, who fought the valiant fight. So stand up for our country, the red, the white, the blue. Stand up for our heroes and all they try to do. And for those who serve with honor, God bless you one and all. For you proudly served our country, you've answered freedom's call. Now don't let others tell you that our country, well, it cannot win. For they have all forgotten the past and where we've been, and how the Lord has blessed us, our country one and all. Because we stood for what is right, and we've answered to its call. Now there's a grand old lady in New York by the bay, a symbol of the freedoms that we hold dear today. And for all the world who sees her, a sign for one and all. Listen, that freedom will forever reign if we answer to its call. So stand up for our country, the red, the white, the blue. Stand up for our heroes and all they try to do. And for those who serve with honor, God bless you one and all. For you proudly served our country, you answered freedom's call. And for those who served with honor, God bless you one and all. For you proudly served our country, you've answered freedom's call. Freedom's call. Thank you, my heroes. Woo. Glory, glory, glory. Now this morning, this is what it's all about. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's all about Him. Amen. And I want to share this song with you this morning. This means everything in the world to me.
Lord, it's You.
It's not the music, not the melody, but You. It's not the singer, nor the instrument, but You. It's not our carpet, nor our choir, stained glass windows, or the pews. All that sets this soul on fire, it consumes me with desire, engulfs my soul, and takes me higher. Lord, it's you. When I pray, I'm often called up in troubles. And when I praise you, it's because you bless me like you do. And when it's perfect in desire, Lord, it's so blameless too. It's when I worship and I get caught up in you. It's not the music, not the melody, but you. It's not the singer, nor the instrument, but you. It's not our carpet, nor our choir, stained glass windows, or the pews. All that sets this soul on fire, it consumes me with desire, engulfs my soul, and takes me higher. Lord, it's you. Now we need prayers, we need our praisers, we need our singers, I agree. We need the music, we need the melodies, that's true. But all would be in vain but for the power in your holy name. Lord, we need all these things, but our focus is you. It's not the music, not the melody, but you. It's not the singer, nor the instrument, but you. It's not our carpet, nor our choir, stained glass windows, or the pews. All that sets this soul on fire, and it consumes me with desire, engulfs my soul, and takes me higher. It's you. All that sets this soul on fire, it consumes me with desire, engulfs my soul, and takes me higher. It's you. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Brad, come up here. I asked him last night, will you help me sing a song? Come on. I love to do this. I love to put me a quartet together. Have we got anybody who can sing like George Yance? Get up here. I mean a bass singer. That's what I'm talking about. Have we got a bass singer? George is one of a kind. What a wonderful man and a great singer George Yance was. Do you know what? I want to put a little quartet together. You got anybody out here? See, they won't volunteer for me. You seem like you have the right buttons to push. Yeah, he's always. Huh? Come on, Jack. Come on, Brother Jack. You know, it'll be like my daddy always said, Brother Jack. He said, ain't nobody going to like it but the people, you know. And if God is pleased, and I believe God's in this. And y'all not in a hurry this morning, are you? Because I'd like to do this, and I don't know why I feel. You got your wife nervous. But see, I believe when we come together, I believe this is going to be a little bit of what heaven's going to be like, don't you? Gather around the throne. We're going to be able to sing songs that the angels cannot sing. I was hoping that gentleman would get up there in that yellow jacket. I am colorblind. That's sharp. So he's, are you the bass singer? Oh, you're the bass man. Okay, all right. Both of you. Yeah, I know Jack can do that. All right, this is a song that everybody knows or should know. I was in a church here a while back, a young pastor, and I got him up to help me sing. He didn't want to do it. And I said, please get up and help me sing. And he said, what are you going to sing? I said, he touched me. He said, never heard it. I said, what have you been listening to? Anyway, this is what we're going to do. So I'll do a verse, and you guys move to the forefront up here so they can all see us. And we're going to do this song that Bill and Gloria wrote many years ago called He Touched Me. Okay? And I hope it will be, I hope it'll be all right.
Shackled by a heavy burden, and need the load of guilt and shame. Then the hand of Jesus touched me, and now I am no longer the same. This blessed Savior,
you're gonna have to help me.
And since He cleansed and made me whole, I will never cease to praise Him.
My word. Oh, yeah.
Well, we'll always do that.
Oh, Jack, thank you for coming. Wow. Heaven, I said it. This is a taste of heaven. Whew. Billy, I wish we had a big old bus so we could just take everybody in this congregation everywhere we go. Somebody touch me. We'll get the guys back up here. Come on, Brad. Come on, bass man. Come on, pink man. Come on. Come on, Jack. Listen. Hey, while they're coming up, let me throw this out, because when I get through with this, I want to get serious just for a moment. But back there is our extension of our ministry. And trust me, that right there means a lot to Shelly and I. We'd like for you to take our music home with you. Shelly wants to do this. We got two of our latest CDs back there in a black bag. And she said, tell them to come back and pick a third one off the rack, any CD you want. I've got plenty. And we'll put it in the bag with three CDs and then get you one of those hero t-shirts, okay? That's $65 worth of product back there, but we're going to let it for $40. You can hit the Heroes t-shirt or you can get the Praise Him t-shirt, either one you want to pick. But come back there, you'll wind up with three CDs and one of those t-shirts. And she's got the black bag. It's got Danny Funderburk Ministries on it, so that way you can pray for us. Anytime you look at that black bag, take it to Walmart. Take it somewhere. And put your groceries in it. It's not that big, but wouldn't take but $3 worth of groceries to fill it up. But I don't know. But anyway, take our music home with you. It would be a blessing to us. I thank the pastor now for a wonderful night's rest last night. They put us up in a nice hotel, and we needed it. And so I'm going to say thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'll say thank you up front, because we do have some of our music back there, and it's very important. And Shelly and I will be back there to help you. We do take credit cards. Shelly's told me to tell you that when we get it maxed out, we'll send it back to you. No, she said we do that, and we take anything, okay? I take some banana pudding if you got it. I love that. That's why I've had a heart attack, okay? Yeah, exactly. So here's what we're going to do. There's a medley, since they want to hear this, and if I can find it, we're going to do this. And let me see, where is it at, sweetheart? See, I don't do it much because the doctors told me not to, okay? But here we go. Here we go. Of course. Here we go.
I just started living. I found me a washed away all my sin. I'm a newborn believer. It's a holy infilling. My days are getting brighter. I just started living. Oh, my loads are getting lighter. My days are getting brighter. I just started.
Sing it back to us. Come on, church.
Somebody touch me. Somebody touch me.
Oh, I was blind.
I was blind, but praise His name.
I now can see.
I was in darkness when Jesus found me. But since He touched me, I now am free.
I was in darkness
when Jesus died.
you. Wow. Oh, my goodness. We're going to be in King tonight. Come be with us, okay? Oh, my goodness. You know what? Now, here's what I want to do. I want to let you know how I feel in my heart this morning. If there's something in your life that has separated you from God, I've been there. There's no doubt. I've been there. And all I can say is this, and I'll say it in my song. God's been good to me. Pastor, I don't understand it sometimes. I just want us to be thankful this morning. And sir, your tears meant something to me a while ago. My daddy always had to say it's better felt than tell, right? And when you feel it, you know it's real. I failed him so many times. You know what I believe we need to just, as Paul, we just need to repent daily. Say, God, please, please, please know my heart. Understand. If there's something this morning that may have separated you from God, you can bring it to him. Feels good. I want to do this before we go this morning because I know God's been good to me. Look at your neighbor right now and say, I know God's been good to me. Lately I've been looking back along this winding road. The old familiar markers of the mercies I have known. I know it may sound simple, but it's more than a cliche. There's no better way to tell you than to say, God's been good in my life. I feel blessed beyond my wildest dreams when I go to sleep each night. Though I've had my share of hard times, I wouldn't change them if I could. 'Cause through it all, now times replay and I can say I've cried some bitter tears, but I felt his arms around me as I faced my greatest fears. You say I've had more gains and losses, and I've known more joy than hurt as his grace rolled down upon me. So I deserve, 'cause God's been good in my life. Come on, brother. I've been blessed beyond my wildest dreams when I go to sleep each time. Though I've had my time, I wouldn't change them if I could. Because through it all, God's been good. For God has been my Father, my Savior, and my friend. His life was my beginning. His life will be our end. I could spend forever trying tell you everything he's been. The best that I could say at church is this: God's been good in my life. I've been blessed beyond my wildest dreams when I go to sleep each night. Though I've had my share of hard times, Lord, I just get me through it all. God's been good. I tell you what, God's been good to you. Stand up if you don't mind. While these are praying, let's sing this chorus together again before we go this morning. God's been good.
God's been good in my life.
Do you believe it, church?
I've been blessed beyond my wildest dreams. When I go to sleep each night, though I've had my share of hard times, I wouldn't change them if I could. 'Cause through it all, through it all,
God's been good. He's been too good to me, sir. I know he's been too good. Through it all, God's been right there with me. Through it all, 'cause he has truly been good to me. And you too. Praise his holy name.
Friends, you've been listening to the Benson Grove Baptist Hour. We pray this broadcast has been a blessing to you and that God's Word would speak to your heart throughout the week. If we can assist you, please call the church offices at 919-894-4120. We'd love to hear from you and to know that you're listening. We also invite you to attend the services at Benson Grove. The church is located on Highway 50, just 6 miles north of Benson. If you cannot attend in person, join our live internet broadcast every Sunday at 11 a.m. and again at 6:30 p.m. Just open your computer web browser to www.bensongrovebaptist.org. Choose the Sermons tab and follow the instructions on the screen. Join us for the Benson Grove Baptist Hour each Sunday afternoon from 2 to 3 p.m. right here on WCKB. God bless you and have a great day.